paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
This, how should I set this up, Lindsay? Should I just not say anything?
It's crunchy.
Here's our Noodaloo 2. It's crunchy.
All right, this is going to sound nuts, but what if I told you I did my laundry yesterday using soap that's grown on trees? Well, it's the truth. Both that I use nuts to do my laundry and, well, that I'm nuts. This weekend's new Noodaloo 2 is called Econuts Soap Nuts. Econuts Soap Nuts are actual fruits that grow on trees in the Himalayas, then are dried. The shells are what naturally contain the soap. The natural soap found in these berries is called saponin. Saponin is a natural cleaner that works as a surfactant. By the way, surfactant, I just learned, is another word for a cleaner. Anything that lifts dirt off the surface of something else. Econuts are gentle on both clothes and skin, so they're great for people with sensitive skin, eczema, allergies, psoriasis. Because they are so mild, they're also perfect for baby clothes and even cloth diapers. I tried these nuts out yesterday and have to say they did a pretty good job, although it seemed to do a little better job in hot water opposed to cold. But I think that's common no matter what cleaner you're using, right? Soap nuts do not produce lots of bubbles or foam, which was weird to me because that's what I'm used to. But from what I've read, foam is not actually an indicator of cleaning power. All Econuts are gathered from wild trees grown without any chemicals, fertilizers, or pesticides. Saponin actually tastes bad to insects, so no pesticides are needed. On top of these Econuts, they also sell dryer balls, actual detergent, and actual powder made from the nuts themselves. You can find out more at econutssoap.com. That's econutssoap.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so they look like pecan or acorns.
Yes.
And they're brown in color. Did it turn your clothes brown?
No. So you put them in this little bag.
Like a bag.
Right. And then you throw the bag and you put like four or five nuts in there. You throw the bag in the laundry.
Wait, how much is a box of these nuts?
Online, it sells three boxes for $20. Three boxes. And each box does 100 loads.
Oh, wow.
Because you can reuse them up to 10. You can reuse the same four or five nuts up to 10 times.
I just love that they're called nuts. It just makes me giggle. Okay, so you put these nuts in the bag, and do you see any kind of like, oh, it's clean? You're right about the foam. I think the foam for the detergent is just there so you think it's doing something.
Right. Right. So this was actually a Shark Tank. This was on Shark Tank a couple years ago. And
I don't know if I like
Shark
Tank.
I know, but
I really don't, because I just think it's all a bunch of you know what.
I mean, some of the products that come out of there are great. You just don't like the people.
Right. I don't like the people.
The judges or whatever.
Yeah.
So on the demonstration that they did, they put these nuts into some water and they shook them up. So it does create some sudsy effect, but it's not
like. What does it smell like?
It smells like berries. But it's not like you take your clothes out and you say, ooh, this smells like a strawberry. It's very, very, it's almost non-existent. You can kind of smell it if you put the nuts right up to your nose and smell them. But,
everybody.
But it's not like you take your clothes out and they have any
okay,
scent.
But this is not, this is actually a new to Lindsay too. Because I did not use them. Lindsay used them.
Right.
And tested them out.
I did.
Do you think it cleans, like, dirty clothes?
Well,
Or is it more for, you know, general... You know, because, I mean, for the most part, when you're doing your laundry... I mean, although with you, with little kids, you have a lot of, you know, spit up and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of staining. But, I mean, Mary Beth and I, it's not like I'm running around with grass stains and stuff like that. It's just you wear your clothes and you wash your clothes. And it's probably more for that.
Well, okay, so I did a lot of research because I was very intrigued by these yesterday. I was doing a lot of research and reading reviews.
All over
I know.
It. Oh my God, I'm sure you were like, like, kids are eating dirt, and you're like, oh, wait, mommy's still looking.
Hold on,
I'm
honey.
Still looking more about the nuts.
So there were a lot of really, really good reviews that these are that it really does work. The laundry that I did yesterday was not chock full of grass stains and dirt. So I don't know. I didn't experience myself, but they definitely came out not stinky. And I mean,
did they just smell fresh?
Yes, exactly.
Right. They so it wasn't fresh. Like it smelled, you know, like you said, it doesn't smell like a berry. It doesn't smell like, I can't stand any fragrance in my, in anything, actually.
No, it didn't smell like
Mallory,
Tide.
Mallory puts, she got some air freshener that smells like fresh cotton that she keeps in the car that she drives.
Mm.
Drives me crazy. I go, put Fresh Wave in it. It doesn't smell like it. Oh, but I love the smell of cotton. The fresh cotton. When I get in the car, honest to God, my eyes start to water.
To roll the windows.
Oh, my God. It's awful. So it doesn't smell like that.
No, it does not. No. It really doesn't smell like anything. But it's great for, you know, like crazy.
Boxes, $20, and you said 3 or 4 of these nuts in a bag, and you can use them 10 times.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. It's really a great...
Especially for people that are super sensitive to cleaners and stuff, if it really works, that's awesome.
Crazy moms like myself who are trying to like reduce all the chemicals that you are exposing your children to. I really wanted this to work, and I'm going to continue to use them. Check back with me if you want, but I mean, yesterday it worked. So
okay, can I make a comment about crazy moms that are that are so, you know, oh, I want to be so eco-friendly and I want to do everything like that. I was having a conversation. We were filming some House Smart stuff New Jersey with the people at Bona, you know, the Bona mop and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're now coming out and testing a whole line of, like, Swiffer-esque pads, okay, that you put on the end of the mop and then you do all the dusting and the cleaning and then you throw it away. And, you know, the Swiffer is super popular.
Yes. Okay. I love the Swiffer.
You do?
I do.
Okay. So you know what you do with the Swiffer when you're done with it?
You mean the stick or like the...
No, the pad.
No.
Well, you throw it away.
Oh, right. Well, of course.
And do you know how long it takes to biodegrade?
No.
It doesn't.
Oh.
So all you crazy people out there that are all like, oh my God, I'm going to use the Eco Nuts. I loved Lindsay said put 3 nuts in a bag and I'll be happy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That then you cannot have one and the other. You got to like do the whole thing. It's, you know what it's like? It's like being a vegan. It's very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, even with these nuts, I was, you know, like I said in my recorded piece, I felt like it worked better cuz I did one load with cold and one load with hot.
Everything's better with hot water.
Right.
I mean, unless you're drinking it.
Right. Right, but if it's the nuts that are actually making it better in the hot water, then it's like that's not really eco-friendly because then you're using more hot water. It's 90% of energy used to power washing machines are used from heating water.
Correct. And what did we learn today? The nuts are always better if it's hot.
Okay.
7:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.